The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr., and welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. The best way to reach us and find out what we do is to go to our website at blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. I always have special guests. I love the fact that I'm able to do this show for you, the listener, to find out some new things, things that you would maybe have never heard of, or things you've heard of, you get a deeper, more exploratory, you know, definition. The young lady who's going to talk today has something going on that I'm excited about. So without further ado, I want to introduce Almaz Nagash. Almaz is a friend of mine. She's actually the founder and executive director of the African Diaspora Network, ADN. But I really love some of the things she's done. And one of the things, even before we start, I want to tell her I was so proud of her for producing this African Diaspora Investment Symposium. I was telling her earlier today, people fly here to Silicon Valley from around the world on their own dollar to find out about specific, unique investments that's happening in Africa. No one could do that but Almaz Nagash. Almaz, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. So good to talk to you, Carl. I love the way you present me and everyone who touches you. You're the most generous, wonderful community leader that we have. And I feel like I always have a brother and so delighted to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I want people to know who Almaz is. And so I'd like for you to take a second. I know there's lots of stuff you're going to share with our listeners, but I want people to know who you are. So give us just a little history of who you are, Almaz.
Well, I am Almaz Nagash. I came to San Francisco in 1987 as a foreign student, originally from Eritrea. And it has been such an incredible journey. I completed my college year at USF, University of San Francisco, right there by the other beautiful city. I have to be honest here, I love my San Francisco. After that, I got married to my wonderful husband, and we have two children. At the same time, as I was, I've been a mother, but also, you know, a career woman. I started with international trade, so I understand helping small and medium-sized enterprises. Actually, I run two export assistance programs in the Bay Area that I'm very proud of, where I've helped a lot of SMEs to import and export, whether it's in Europe, Africa, or Latin America, and Asia. It was just one of the best times of my career. Mm-hmm. And then I moved into higher education. So I went to work for Santa Clara University. I was the director of the Global Leadership and Ethics at the Markula Center. That was also another wonderful part of my journey. After that, I ended up being very interested in social entrepreneurship and took over a position to help create a social enterprise in the Valley. I did that. And then again, the same in that social entrepreneurship, social innovation space, I've worked for Step Up Silicon Valley. It's actually a part of Catholic Charities initiative here in South Bay, mm-hmm. where I've worked with nonprofits, corporations, government, and individuals who were interested in reducing inequality, poverty mm-hmm. in the Valley. We were coming up with innovative ways to help people get out of poverty. And that was a very mm-hmm. meaningful, fulfilling work that I've done, but also it allowed me and it enabled me to learn and to bring people together to talk about something that's very, very important. Carly, you know, this is so true for us, for mm-hmm. Blacks, because we, as much as we can, we may not be a large number in Santa Clara County, maybe we are 2%, but the majority of the social services goes to Black people. That tells you that our community is still not at an equitable space mm-hmm. with other ethnic groups. So we still mm-hmm. have a long way to go. And that inspires me, mm-hmm. And which is why we are here today. So 10 years ago, with the help of many, many, many wonderful people like you, I founded the African Diaspora Network, simply because we can tell we from Africa, from the continent, you know, those mm-hmm. of us who came here as immigrants, to tell our story, to share about our heritage, mm-hmm. our aspirations, our vision for our families, for ourselves, for our community. And there was no space for that. There was no ecosystem mm-hmm. that enabled the diaspora and the historical immigrant like you to be together and the friends of Africa. So the ADN became a place to go, which I'm so glad you're a part of it. and the first program we created was the one that you like the most, the African Diaspora Investment Symposium, where every year we meet at the Computer History Museum and we bring people together. In 2020, we did the symposium. We were not able, the sixth symposium was actually done virtually. Mm-hmm. Very proud that we were able to be, you know, okay, COVID was a bad thing and continues to be. But the upside is it enabled us to reach to 57 countries. You know, we can't do that. Our attendees were coming from 57 countries from around the world. So that means a lot of the continent, 54 to 55, mm-hmm. Europe and the United States were a part of it on a regular basis. Mm. So we have had, over the last 1 year, we've probably hosted more than 5,000 people online. So this is one the silver lining of COVID. But right now, after Addis, we also developed the program. You know, we have the other program called the Builders of Africa's Future, where mm-hmm. we 10 to 12 grassroots African entrepreneurs to Silicon Valley so that they can get some training and then give them an opportunity to pitch to potential funders, venture capitalists. And we've done that for 4 years. And we have in our pipeline about 42 of them that we're so proud of. And they're getting all kind of other awards. We just happen to be a conduit to open up the space for our Black community. I never promised that we do everything, but at least we give them a space where they can connect, network, learn, and hopefully get access to resources. Well, let me tell you, and you can stop me anytime, but I'm finished.
Oh, no, you're going. I love it. I love it. Keep going, Ames.
I'm excited about this program. Wonderful. I'm very excited about this new program. It's emulated after the Builders of Africa's Future. When we were asked by Silicon Valley Community Foundation if we had a program, a similar program to help Black Americans in the United States, Black diasporans in the United States, mm-hmm. to have that kind of training and opportunity access to mentoring and potential funders, we said, we don't, but if you give us some money, we can develop the program, which we did. We designed the program with Santa Clara, with the help of Santa Clara University. And then we went out and sought for additional funding. As you know, developing a program is one thing, but making it happen is another thing. And it's
Come on, tell us.
Yeah. So we went out and got lucky. We received a full funding to develop the program from Build.com. It is a fintech company based in Silicon Valley. I'm very proud of them because they took a chance on us. They bet on us. And I'm sure they will be very proud for what they are about to witness, because the Black community in the United States, you know, is disproportionately underserved. Mm-hmm. Not because we are unable to do the work at hand. It's just that we don't have access to resources, mm-hmm. access mm-hmm. to opportunities. And so what this program, what we call Accelerating Black Leadership and Entrepreneurship, ABLE is the acronym, and we like mm-hmm. it because it's about enabling people. It's about believing in our own capability, in our people's capability to do the work that needs to be done. This program, fully funded, is launched as of May 15. We went live to with a lot of support from all over the United States. We have nominating partners to enable...
Of which I'm one of them. The Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce is one of the nominating partners, right?
Yes, you are. And your logo is on our website. Anybody can go and see it. So we're very proud. So what we are trying to do now is we are... it's a fully paid. The mm-hmm. training is paid. The training is going to be done by the Silicon Valley Executive Center at Santa Clara University. Mm-hmm. The Levy School of Business, wonderful people. They're actually, just a shout out to them. Just about a year ago, they also started a program called Black Corporate Readiness Program.
Yeah.
That is just doing incredibly well. And I'm very proud to be on the program advisory committee.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. You're on the program advisory committee for that?
Yes, I am.
Somebody reached out to me for that, said, Carl, you need to go to that.
You better, okay, then now I will be, now I have a job to do now. I will be nominating you to be there for the cohort number 3, because number 2 is full.
Number 3 is in November, right?
Number 3 is in November, and you're going to go, now that I know.
Well, you know what I want to do? I'm going to hold you right there, because I want to save some of the good stuff that you're going to talk about, ABLE. It was the second half of our show, because you are just, I mean, it's fantastic. Anybody who's listening to the show, though, I want them to feel how they can reach you. So could you share how you would like people to reach you, either email, Facebook, phone numbers, whatever you like?
So for the website, it's go to AfricanDiasporaNetwork.org. It's a long one, but it's the first one that you will find when you Google. Mm-hmm. And if they want to reach out to me, mm-hmm. it's my first name, ALMAZ, at AfricanDiasporaNetwork.org.
But we're going to stop right there. We're going to leave it right there, and we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections. Welcome back. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and you're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections. My guest today is a good friend, Almaz Nagash. She's the founder and executive director of the African Diaspora Network. And man, does she have some wonderful programs going on. You know, I must admit, Almaz, like me and some other people, when you're a visionary person and you get these visions and you see how it's going to bless the community and you put it out there and you're expecting everybody to jump on it and everybody doesn't jump on it right away. Oh, that frustrates us so much. Oh, man, tell me about your challenge with what you're doing, okay?
I love this. Okay, so now that you have said it, what we have is, okay, here's what I'm asking our Black entrepreneurs. These are startups. the program, the ABLE program is, so I'm going to talk about it now for the rest of the program, because this is what I need. The Accelerating Black Leadership and Entrepreneurship Program is funded by Bill.com. I want to thank their CEO, Renee, and his entire team. Not only the company is, not only is the company funding it, but also the CEO is giving money to make sure that the entrepreneurs that are selected for this program have some kind of funding that we will give them out. So I'm not going to say what, but that's what we're working on.
Yes.
So the program, the training, as I said, is going to be done at the Levy School of Business at Santa Clara University at the Executive Center. Well, the team is fantastic. As I said, they are the team that are also running the Black Corporate Readiness Program. So I feel extremely comfortable with the kind of program that they will put together. Anybody who joins this team would have access, the 20 of them will have access to mentors, will have access to resources and people that they probably will not have not had before, which is really the intention of the program. They will create a network of themselves. So these 20 of them, we're not just having them come, get the training, get the funding and go away. No, what we're trying to do is create a cohort of their own where they can support each other, be a sounding board to each other, provide resources to each other. It's a, Carl, it's supposed to be a similar cohort that the Stanford and the other Ivy League schools that put together, they live for life. You know, they've got a system of creating that. We wanted to make sure that these cohorts stay together for life. And to do that, you know, it takes a lot of effort, but I also believe in the system that we put together, in the community that is supporting it. What other things do they get? They really do get an opportunity to pitch to venture capitalists in Silicon Valley with the blessing of many, many, many people are looking out for them to succeed. So what do we need now? I need you, those of you who are Black African-Americans, diasporans, or others who consider themselves Black, we would like for you to apply by going to our website, to the African Diaspora Network, or send me an email at Almaz, as I gave to you, Almaz at African Diaspora Network, and I'll send you the link. I would like you to apply for the program if you fit into this category. Number one, you are a startup company with some revenue-generating business that you have a model already that that works, but you need some support. You need to take it to the next level. This program is for you. You must be. It must be 100% Black-owned, and you have to be based in the United States. You must be committed to going through this wonderful, intense, but incredible program and be a part of the program for the duration of it, which is about 6 months. You meet monthly, but it is something that I'm sure you would enjoy if you happen to be an entrepreneur wanting to improve, wanting to learn, wanting to succeed and thrive, not just survive, but thrive. What this program is about. So, Carl, you ask me what I want. Okay, we cook the food, so I want someone to eat it. That's what I'm looking for. So, look, it took a lot of time to get it to where it is, but I want my people to say, oh, wow, I want this program. So I look forward to working with you. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to tell you about this. It is important because it is about our community. It's not about you and I. It's about the people that we're trying to support. And I'm so, so fortunate and so grateful that I am able to do the work I do, as I know you are, to make sure that we better ourselves, our family, and our community. This is my life's work, and I want the people that I cook the food, I want them to eat it. So please go to the website, and if you happen to be in the U.S. and you are a Black entrepreneur, go ahead and take advantage of this.
I love it. I love the fact that your passion is, and you're really saying it the way it should be said. We know it's going to bless a community, but in actuality, Almaz, every community has got to be healthy for us as one big community to all be healthy.
We must.
We have to have that. So if there are sponsors out there, there are people listening to this program right now. There are sponsors, or you want to be a partner, or you want to be someone to be nominated, right? We're asking you to reach out to Almez right now. Almez, give them your email address again very slowly and spell it out for them so we have no excuse for them to be able to reach you, whether they want to become a sponsor of this wonderful program, because she's looking for more sponsors, even partners, people who say, I just want to come alongside of her and help in any way I can. And last, anybody who feels like their business can benefit from this, they're a startup, they need this kind of a training, Almez, give them your information.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Carl. Okay. Almaz at AfricanDiasporaNetwork.org.
Now, you better spell diaspora for them, because a lot of people, if you're not used to seeing it, some people don't spell it that well. Please spell it for them.
Okay. So diaspora is DIASPORA, Diaspora Network. Hopefully.
And if they want to Google it, they can Google it. The good thing about Google, all you have to do is talk to it and it'll figure out the spelling, the African Diaspora Network. And if you want to learn something about ADS, ADS is the African Diaspora Investment Symposium. And you got other stuff that you could Google too. You can Google Builders of Africa's Future. That's a wonderful program too. And now you got ABLE, A-B-L-E, the African Black.
No, Accelerating
yes. Black Leadership Black and leadership. Entrepreneurship.
You got it. So please join us.
Are you able to, and have you connected with what I'll call B Corps?
I don't think we have specifically asked it in that way, but even those who are establishing B Corp, they can be a part of the ABLE program.
That's where I was going with this, because some people ask a lot of times, they say, hey, if we want to do some socially good with what we're going to do with our products and services, can we apply and be for and actually participate in something like this? And you're saying
they can. Yes, they can, because it's a social enterprise. And even in the application, it does say they have to be a startup business, mm-hmm. For profit or non-profit. So they can be business, for profit business, non-profit, or for social benefit.
Wow. Now, let me ask you a little bit about the startup part. Sometimes when people hear startup, they think, oh man, I've only been in business for 2 months, a quarter. Is it a certain amount of time, or is it just that they have to have some revenue from some types of sales? Can you explain
that? I think it'd be great. Yeah, I think it's the differentiation is that it's very difficult for our people, the Black, those mm-hmm. of us. Mm-hmm. We will do whatever it takes to make sure that we start our business, and we work so hard to get it to the next level. So for other people, it could be $1 million. For mm-hmm. our people, it could be $50,000. Mm-hmm. The reason is because we are so disadvantaged when we start a business. It mm-hmm. didn't make sense for us to put a figure in there. Rather, mm-hmm. what we're saying is, if you have a business that is 6 months old or mm-hmm. above, and it's revenue generating, mm-hmm. that's what we're looking for. So hopefully that's helpful.
Good. I'm glad you're bringing out those details, but we want people to actually reach out to you and research that. I did hear you say something about 100% Black owned. So if it's a majority Black owned, like say it was a LLC and they had 4 Black business owners and 1 non-Black business owner, would they qualify?
Yes. Because the founder and the CEO. So maybe I should
modify that.
Clarify that. What we're saying is that either the founder or the CEO. Yep, either the founder or the CEO needs to be an African Black owned. It has to be Black owned business. What we mean by that is the business can have partners that are mm-hmm. non-Black. Mm-hmm. The founder or the CEO is Black. Carl, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Almaz, I am so thankful for you. Well, we're out of time right now. We want to thank our guests, Almaz and the guys.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.